Well, you are listening to the Music and Ministry Podcast. We want to welcome you back once again. Well, over the past few weeks, we have been busily preparing for an album release as my wife and I'm Steve, she's Sean, and together we're Steve and Sean. Well, we're putting out a new album at the end of July 2018. For those of you that are listening in the future, go ahead and go check it out. So as we've been preparing for this album release, we have also realized, hey, we need to learn how to play all of these songs that we recorded, because recording and live playing are not done the same way. A lot of people think that, well, a recording is, you just kind of do the same thing you would do live, but you do it in a recording studio and somebody's there and they push record and then you put it together and magically it all comes together. Where actually, most of the time, it's done piece by piece, part by part. Sometimes the people that are playing on the album never meet each other. Sometimes they're not even in the same room. And it's this piecework together of a song that then, hey, you got to take and play that in a live setting. Okay, well, now here's some challenges, because how do you do that? Because you've taken all of these different things that were done independently and now you have to put them together at one time. And then you often don't have either the same equipment or the same people, or even the same level or quality of people. Plus, then you're also dealing with some other sound issues, like recordings are done in stereo. They also have the ability to fix everything as far as pitch and time and all kinds of other things. And so when you put that into humans and you put that into a live scenario that's usually going to be in mono, well then, hey, now we've got to make some decisions and figure some stuff out. And so we talk a lot about how to orchestrate some of those things, but it's just been hitting home with us over the last little bit. So, you know, one funny story was that we were working on this song called Your Life, and it's kind of this stomp, rootsy, clap kind of song. And in the choruses, it has a tambourine. And I'm usually not a big, hey, let's have tambourine in the church, because tambourines are hard to play. And they can definitely be challenging when the tambourines are played by non-musicians, because it is one of the most difficult instruments to play, partly because of how it's made, and then also just because you're subdividing the time. It's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2, and not just on certain beats. And it's really loud. So Taylor, who is our oldest son, is actually our drummer, and so he's playing the tambourine, but he actually put the tambourine over the hi-hat stand, and so it's resting on top of the hi-hat, and then he's using sticks. Kind of instead of playing the hi-hat, he's playing the tambourine. And so he's playing his part, I'm playing my part on the acoustic guitar, and kind of in the middle of our putting it all together, he kind of looked over and said, hey Dad, I think we've got some sort of rhythm problem going here, because what you're doing there on the chorus, what I'm doing on the chorus, doesn't seem to be working together. And I was super proud of the guy, and I'm super proud of him all the time anyway, and it's a good dad moment, but that's the language that we have worked really hard to develop in our circles and in the life of other churches is, hey, I'm not going to come at you and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong, but just pointing out, hey, there seems to be some sort of conflict here. It's not meshing like maybe it should. So then we just do what we call a part check. Well, then I take a listen to what he's playing, and then I realized, oh, well, I'm playing the exact same rhythm of what you're playing. And then I went back to the recording, which is the song that I produced. So I made this during the recording period, but my natural tendencies to want to provide the rhythm at all times made me play a part that wasn't working with the tambourine. And when I went back to my recording, I listened to it. I thought, well, that's not what I'm playing on the recording at all. And then even if it was what I was playing, I still have to make the decision of, okay, how do we make this work? And so then I realized, well, hey, I need to back off and let him carry the rhythm in this section. And really, as it turns out, for most of the song, I am not carrying the rhythm, although my natural tendency would be to try and do so. And that's really one of the hardest things about playing in a group versus playing with a team, is that you often are required to let go of the rhythm and let the sound that you would be thinking you need to play come from another instrument. Now, sometimes that's going to be the drums, sometimes it's going to be another piano or a guitar, but our natural tendency is to add that rhythm instead of doing something that will complement that rhythm. So as soon as I made that adjustment, everything opened up. All of a sudden we could hear each other. We weren't fighting tempo-wise because he was the one setting the rhythm. I was following along and adding something that worked. And then also because I wasn't having to focus so hard on that part, my singing got better. And I was able to look up and kind of be around and see who was doing what. it really freed me up to do other things, which when we get into a congregational setting, that's going to be things like seeing how people are responding, hearing the voice of the Lord saying, hey, sing it again, or hey, go this way or go that way. Whereas if I was just head down doing my thing, some of those things become more difficult just because I'm divided mentally. Also, as we've been preparing, one thing that has struck me is just my affection for MainStage, which is a Mac-based program that is designed to take the sounds from your computer and play them through a keyboard, any kind of MIDI keyboard. And we've been putting these sounds together and recreating some of the sounds from our recording, and was just like, this would be so difficult if we were on a standalone, $2,000 or $3,000 keyboard, whereas the tools that I have, I can pull those in and then layer things together and easily transpose things and double layer to where keys are doing multiple things, split sounds, add third sounds, add other spots for percussion items. And so if you haven't checked out MainStage, I would encourage you to do so. It is super cheap. It's like $29. You have to have a Mac. Any Mac will do. And I just found out the other day, it's possible to run a Mac Mini by using an iPad for a monitor. So if you want to, you can go Google that out. That's nerd talk right there. But the last thing I was going to mention, and it's just kind of funny because Sean, my wife, has really just had in her heart this whole time that this is going to be a season of new for us. And so we're not trying to do things the way that we have done and just being open to, hey, let's try it another way, or maybe we'll do some different stuff. And so she has really embraced that, and she has actually ended up playing all of these different instruments. And so on one song, I actually got her to play the accordion, and she's doing amazing at it. But it's really funny because we all just kind of laugh, but then it's the right sound and it sounds great. And she's also playing the shaker on another song, and then we got her to play the electric guitar. So if you come out and see us and we're leading worship at some event, wait for the moment where Sean pulls out the electric guitar. Now, what's interesting is she doesn't play the electric guitar. She doesn't really play the accordion, and she does not often play the shaker, although she has good rhythm in her hands. What has been interesting through that is just realizing if you make it simple, and for me, I play most of those instruments and I'm not a great accordion player, but if you're just playing a simple part and you don't have to add the whole thing, you're just adding one or two pieces, well, then most people are going to be able to do things that they weren't even aware that they could. And so I hear a lot from different worship teams, well, we just don't have the people to make those sounds. Well, if you have people that have any kind of rhythm or any kind of musical ability at all, and if you can make it simple enough for them, they can participate. So for on the guitar, I set up a great sound for her, and I said, hey, I'm going to teach you a couple 2 and 3 string chords that you play with one finger. And so really with just like 10 minutes worth of, hey, goes here, goes here, goes here, she was able to make it sound great. So I hope that's an encouragement to you as you're preparing music this week. And certainly go check out those things. Be looking for the new release from Steve and Sean. And as always, if you have any question, please feel free to contact us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at musicministry.co. If you want to check out Steve and Sean's stuff, go to steveandsean.com. And just want to speak blessing over your life this week, believing it's going to be fantastic, and that the God gift things on the inside of you are going to rise to the top and take you further and farther than you ever thought you could. All right, well, until next week, God bless.